What's your name?
Amy Rohr.
Where do you work?
Booksavers of Virginia.
Elaborate on why it is called Booksavers of Virginia.
We take in donated books from people who might normally toss them in the landfill. They're all donations. So we are an organization that donates our money to MCC, Mennonite Central Committee, who then funds relief efforts worldwide in third world countries. When Haiti had their earthquake, and, you know, we send workers and funds to help. So the reason Virginia is included is because we also have three other stores in Pennsylvania and Maryland. So,
awesome. Wow.
Yeah.
What made you interested in working at a bookstore?
Oh my goodness, I love to read.
Basically, like ever since you were younger?
Oh yeah, ever since I was a kid, I would sneak off to read. I love it.
That's awesome.
Everything about a book, the way it smells, the way it feels, the way it sounds.
So you think that there's benefits to reading a physical book over reading online?
I do. I think it's healthier, honestly. Mm-hmm. I don't know, you know, that glare that you get from that screen is great for you, but I don't know, there's something about opening up a book, you know, it just feels like you're opening up a world that you can just kind of jump into for a while.
Exactly.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything about this bookstore in particular that made you want to work here?
The mission, I love the mission about it, and that the money that we raise is going to help a lot of people. Yeah, and I loved thrift store shopping before, and I was here all the time anyway, so.
Exactly,
I figured it might as well work.
Exactly, that's awesome. What kind of books do you sell?
Pretty much anything. We don't censor, unless it's, you know, like graphic or something on the cover.
But, exactly.
Yeah, anything that is in decent condition and has sellability.
Awesome. So. Yeah. How do you advertise for your bookstore?
If we're going to have sales, we sometimes advertise in the Daily News Record. Otherwise, Gift and Thrift and Booksavers, we both have a Facebook page. So we'll put out some marketing on the Facebook page. And we have signage out front, like an LED sign that flashes.
What? How long have you worked here?
This is my fourth year.
And what are some of your everyday tasks working at this bookstore?
I manage the volunteers that work here and the staff. I sort through new donations. I do a lot of putting out small fires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty daily.
Yeah. And are your customers mostly locals, JMU students, people that travel?
It's a pretty good mix. We have a pretty good name for ourselves.
Awesome.
Being combined with Gift and Thrift is really great for us. It's a very symbiotic relationship because, you know, people that are interested in certain thrift items see our bookstore. People that are interested in the bookstore see the other thrift items. So it's nice to have that together.
Have you always been combined?
We have. Yeah. Well, it started out, we were in a basement, downtown, and then as we started getting bigger and bigger, we started putting books in Gift and Thrift, and because we both donate to MCC, that's our connection.
Awesome. So. What age group most frequently visits this store?
I'd say between 30 and 50, I think, you know, parents who are looking for cheap clothing, for cheap kids' books. We get a lot of students. But yeah, I think demographics like 40s, 50s.
Mm-hmm. And do you like interacting with your customers?
Oh, I love it. Yeah, it's really fun. I love to see what people like to read.
Do you have regulars that come in often? Like the same people?
We actually have a lady that will buy just about any book about tea that she can get. And so we set aside every tea book for her. And, you know, there are lots of customers like that. But
yeah.
It's fun to get to know people and
exactly
figure them out.
Yeah, that's so awesome. What's your greatest satisfaction with your job?
Again, I love that the money, you know, I'm working towards a mission. Honestly, I love books so much and I love going through them. My favorite thing is to go through a book and find something that's hidden inside, either a love note or a dollar bill or a bookmark or anything. It could be anything.
What have you found? What's the most interesting thing you found?
Oh my goodness. Yeah, you have to hit pause for that one.
Okay. Okay.
So the most interesting thing, I like to keep a lot of it. I have a little drawer over here that I keep it in, but the most interesting thing was a Bible from the 40s. And it had a little snapshot of a topless lady on a beach.
Oh my goodness.
But it was the sweetest. It was, you could tell, like, she was kind of shy, and you could tell it was, I don't know, it was sweet.
Yeah, wow. That's so interesting.
We debated on whether or not, you know, it was somebody, if it was her husband's Bible or her boyfriend's Bible, or one of my coworkers said that maybe it was some little old lady in church, and she caught some boys looking at it and stuck it in her Bible.
Oh my gosh, yeah. So it's like a whole other story within the book.
Yeah, yeah, that's so cool to me. I love it.
Yeah, what other things have you found?
Love letters, cards, Christmas, I mean, so much.
Oh my goodness.
I think I emptied this out, yeah. But it's like, I mean, anything. Bible tracts, I found a condom once.
Oh my gosh. It kind of shows you where the book's been.
Yeah.
And its day.
That one was not a great one. yeah, so it's been interesting, but...
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of my... It's like a treasure hunt. You know?
Wow. Yeah, that's so cool. What is your greatest challenge working here?
Not bringing home all the books.
When you said putting out fires earlier, did that mean with, like, between people? Or was that just in general,
like,
fires?
No, like if... We have very limited space, and goodness, we get so many donations, and we are blessed with the donations, but we get deliveries, and we go pick up textbooks from surrounding school, like counties, and putting out fires just means trying to figure out where to put things and how to stack them, and I mean, it's just kind of crazy. No, our people are fantastic,
awesome.
But it's just those small little... catastrophes that come up every now and then.
Exactly. How many people work here?
Well, with Gift and Thrift and us combined, we have about 250 volunteers.
Oh, wow.
And we have 4.5 staff.
Nice.
One's temporary, mm-hmm. just kind of a seasonal thing.
Right. So. Would you say books are something you're passionate about?
Yes, ma'am. Ever since I was a tiny little thing and my mom used to read to me. Yeah. Like I said, I love everything about them.
So what advantages do people have coming to bookstores over ordering books online?
I think it's a real social experience, and I think it's a real tactile experience. I mean, to me, I love running my finger down the line of books and picking out the title that I want and what looks interesting. And online, I feel like you shop for a specific title. And in a bookstore, I think you can browse a lot easier.
Exactly.
You never know what you're going to find, and I think that's the really special part of it.
So I know here people buy books in store, but then they also can order online. Mm-hmm. Have there been fewer in-store sales since people have been using Kindles and iPads and other technology?
Actually, no. And I don't know if that's because we're cheaper, you know, mm-hmm. since it's a thrift store, or if, I don't know. But no, we haven't really seen any downturn
that's awesome.
In retail. Yeah. It's great.
What are advantages to reading a physical book over reading online?
The tactile experience, I think, is really important. That's what mm-hmm. I tell my son all the time.
Yeah.
Like, smell it, open it up, feel it, smell it.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. But also, I don't know, I feel like...
Everything was all right.
Oh, yeah.
I had to go home. Steve was coming through, and we didn't put a key anywhere else.
So yeah, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What was I saying?
Your son. You were telling your son.
Oh, about reading a physical book. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that it's better to... I mean, she listens to a lot of audiobooks, mm-hmm. my coworker does,
okay.
And I don't know, I think there's something to be said with opening up the pages. I think it affects your senses in a different way than just reading on a device would.
How many children do you have?
Just one.
And how old is he?
He's 10.
Oh, awesome. And does he come to the bookstore a lot?
He does, yeah. We have warehouse sales he helps out with a whole lot.
That's great.
And he likes to read. He doesn't love to read like I love to read, but I'm always like, why don't you just go take your book off in the corner somewhere?
Yeah.
But yeah, it's cool. I like spreading that love, you know, it's fun.
So do you think that affects the way you raise him, bringing him here? Do you think there's a different way?
Yeah.
Different relationship you guys have?
Prior to this, I worked at, I managed Plan 9 Music for a long time and the kid can't get enough music. So I think this will rub off on him eventually too.
Exactly. Yeah. Spread his love of books. Do you think bookstores play an important role in U.S. history? It's kind of a tough question.
I do, actually. Yeah. I mean, I think... yeah. I think that history is recorded in books, you know, thus far. And libraries, bookstores, antique bookstores, I mean, there's so much that you can find in books. Not just what's written on the pages, but like you said, the stories within the stories, how they're bound, you know, mm-hmm. where they were printed. I mean, it just tells so much about our history, about where, you know, how much money people had at certain points. And during the war, you know, books were processed in a completely different way because we didn't have, you know, the supplies to do it the same way. But they were still important enough, you know, to do so.
Exactly.
It's yeah. cool.
What do you think is the future of bookstores?
I hope the future is that the whole world will turn into one. And
yeah.
I don't think that physical books will go away. I think that people depend too much on that connection about conversation regarding books. You know, it's like music stores. I think it's the same. People like to talk about what they like to read and what they like to listen to. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a good place for people to come all together over something that they enjoy.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's the thrill of the hunt, too. You know, mm-hmm. I think that's it with thrift stores and thrift bookstores. You have absolutely no idea what you're going to find.
Exactly.
And it's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you come away sometimes with the best find of the day, and you just get this, it's like a high.
You get a rush.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And let's say, hypothetically, bookstores disappeared. What do you think future generations would be missing out on?
Oh, so much. Yeah, I think the social aspect of it is really important. And I think future generations wouldn't get that special sort of excitement in finding a book and hunting a book and not really knowing what you want, but then finding it. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, online, I don't know, you just can't, it's just not the same to me anyway. You know, you can scroll through a page, but it's not, I don't know,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't pique your interest, I think, the same
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
And there are a lot of cool apps and websites that you can use. I like Goodreads, and they recommend books based on what you've read.
Exactly.
So I think those are good things to use in addition to bookstores.
Exactly, yeah. Just adding to the experience yeah. instead of taking the other experience away completely. Yep,
exactly.
Yeah. Is there one particular experience that you had at this bookstore that made a positive impact in your life?
Oh, man, every day working with these volunteers. They're amazing. We get them from, mostly from VMRC, the nursing home up the street. And they are so dedicated and so passionate about what they're doing, and they love it, and they're funny, and mm-hmm. really enrich my life, and I think everybody's. So yeah, it's just we're a bunch of book nerds, and I'm just working with books, which yeah. is really cool.
Yeah, exactly. And what is your plan? Are you planning on staying here?
Oh, I'd love to stay here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're renovating in the next year, adding twice the retail space,
wow.
And we're going to really institute a lot of upcycling. We're going to take Reader's Digest books, which nobody ever wants. The poor little things.
Aww.
Hanging them from the ceiling to use kind of as acoustic tiles.
Neat.
And we're going to make, you know, our point of sale out of old pallets. And, you know, it's just going to be really a place to come to shop for books. And it's going to be really neat.
Great. So, yeah, that's awesome.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah, that's great. Do you hope that your son will work here one day?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has he talked about it ever? Has he ever brought it up?
He does the warehouse sale, and he volunteers throughout the year every now and then. But yeah, he enjoys it, and he loves working with the people too. And little old ladies and little old men, they love little kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's so great seeing all these different generations coming
yeah,
together.
Yeah, and you know, it gives them purpose, you know? So a lot of retired people just kind of don't really know what to do. You know, they still have the passion and the skills that they had, but they don't necessarily, you know where to funnel it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a great thing for us to do locally for the people here.
Exactly. So do you think every morning coming into work, you're excited?
Yeah, I do. Actually, yeah, I love my job so
yeah.
much. It's, I mean, I never, ever thought that I would ever, you know, I mean, I liked my job at the music store. It was okay.
How long did you work at the music store?
12 years. And it just kind of got, I never felt like this about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love the people that I work with. I love what we do. I love digging through crusty, buggy boxes of books. You know, it's just, it's so cool.
How many donations do you think you get a day?
We figure probably two Gaylords, and you can fit about 1,000 books in a Gaylord, so a couple of thousand probably.
Wow, it's a lot of books.
It is a lot of books, and in the summer, we get about 4 Gaylords a day, sometimes more.
Yeah.
Because people are just cleaning out their house, doing yard sales, and yeah, it's good. We really are blessed in this area with, you know, the book fair, I think, is a big deal, because people feel like they can pay $3 for a book and then donate it.
Mm-hmm.
We get a lot of those back that we resell, so that's nice.
Explain the book fair.
Green Valley Book Fair, or you've never been?
Never.
Oh my goodness, it's fantastic. It's out near Mount Crawford, and it's a family that gets, like, discounts, overbuys, just books that, you know, end up nowhere. They get them into this huge warehouse. It's ginormous. And no book is over $6. So wow. Children's section, these books are brand new, never been read, but they just have like a line down the front or a little scuff here, but you know, it's fantastic. So people pay, you know, $3 for a relatively new novel,
mm-hmm.
and then they can just put it in a box and donate it because they didn't pay $23 for it or
exactly
whatever other outrageous amount.
Yeah.
That's another thing. It puts me into culture shock when I go into a real bookstore, you know.
How expensive
it is. Yeah, and I shouldn't say a real bookstore, just a bookstore.
Yeah, it's no.
A real bookstore.
Yeah, you're just thriftier.
Yeah. My best friend manages Barnes & Noble, and I just look over and I'm thinking, $14?
Yeah, you know, for real.
Which isn't that much, but $14?
Yeah, exactly. So have you grown, did you grow up in Harrisonburg?
Right outside of Harrisonburg in the county. Yeah. Grew up on a farm. I would go and hide in the grass or in the barn or wherever.
Mm-hmm.
With my book.
Aw, yeah. And do you think living in this area made you read more? Like, living in the country, did that make you...
Yeah, and I also think living in the time that I lived in, you know, we had 2 channels on our television, and, mm-hmm. you know, my mom and dad we helped on, you know, in the garden and the yard and on the farm, and, yeah. I try to make that the way it is with my son, but, you know... He likes to play his video games, for sure, mm-hmm. which is cool.
Do you try to keep him away from the video games and from
I don't, because I think that's where the world is going. I mean, mm-hmm. I want him to be pretty well-versed in, you know, the technology that I think he's going to need. So, yeah, and it's fun. I play the games with him a lot mm-hmm. of times.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
You're a cool mom, then.
I kick his butt at anything Mario. I own him.
Oh, yeah.
Minecraft? I don't know if you've played that
Never,
before.
Never, yeah.
It's ridiculously fun. It's addictive.
Really?
Yeah. I normally let him play, you know, a couple of hours in a day. And
yeah.
Well, I look at the clock and I'm like, what happened?
Yeah.
It's been like 4 hours.
So when you're not reading, you're playing video games.
Pretty much.
Your son.
Kind of a slacker, aren't I? You sound like a slacker.
No, not at all. You're also digging through books and trying to figure out which ones are good to sell, so.
Yeah.
It's a lot of work, it sounds like.
It is. It's very physical work. Books are heavy, for mm-hmm. sure. Kindles
so what's your lighter. Exact position?
A manager of books.
Okay, gotcha. And did you start out as a manager?
I didn't. No, I started out as sort of a third key. I got hired to look up old crusty books and just fell in love with it. And yeah, just kind of,
worked
you know, people
up.
Left and I ended up where I am.
Yeah.
And I love it so much.
Mm-hmm. That's great. If you had to choose another career, what would it be? Could you even think of one?
Librarian, maybe? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, either that or maybe I thought about counseling when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
I could be a counselor or a teacher.
Yeah.
It'd be cool to be a teacher.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'd play video games all day.
Yeah, there you go.
Parents would love me.
Oh, yeah. So do you think bringing physical books into the classroom is important?
Yeah, I do. Actually, we donate. We have the warehouse sale that is sort of... a lower realm of books, like less, not as great condition that we wouldn't necessarily put upstairs. And we sell those for 50 cents. And then I always keep aside boxes of chapter books and kids books that I take to local schools. And some teachers come, and, you know, go through and take some too. But I always take books to my son's class every mm-hmm. year. I'm like, you know, tell me what you need.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you know, they just get recycled and, although that's great, they don't end up in the landfill. I just have a hard time not putting them in the hands of somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
So that being my greatest challenge of not just taking them all home with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. So,
You ask good questions.
Thank you. What season do most people come in to the bookstore?
To shop? Yeah, I'd have to say fall, I think. I think people are stocking up for the winter. We get a lot of business in the summer, but that's mostly donations. Yeah, you know, people like to get their latte, and they like to come in and look for books.
Yeah.
Cozy with their, you know, I think fall.
Yeah, it is probably. Very cozy. Is that your favorite time to go shopping for books?
It is. Fall. I mean, I shop for books anytime, but yeah. It's my favorite time to read books. You know, getting all cozy under a blanket on a fall day is really cool.
Is that your favorite? Where's your favorite place to read a book? Like, your ideal place to sit down and read a book?
Somewhere outside. A nice weather, sunny. Like, today is gorgeous.
It is.
This kind of day is perfect. Like, arboretum or a park or my yard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also have a really comfy chair in my house where I like to read.
Yeah. That's great. Now, are you married?
Nope.
So, you and your son?
Just me and my son.
And do you read a certain time, certain amount of time every week? Do you have a time you sit down and read together?
Oh, him and I? Yeah, we do. He has to read 20 minutes a day for school, so that's nice to sort of have that, like, what you gotta do? I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So we do it in the evenings, usually after we eat dinner.
Right.
We'll sit down and read. And sometimes we'll read the same book together, and sometimes he just goes off and does his thing. He really likes graphic novels. I figure whatever he wants to read, he can read.
Exactly. Anything that he can read. Yeah. So... what are your plans for the rest of the day?
I'm going to go through some of those boxes out there and try to get them a little bit lessened. Yeah. It's overwhelming. It's a blessing. It's a blessing and a curse. All at the same time.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely.
It's awesome.
Interesting. I love talking about books.
Yeah.